I'm Barbara Shields, and today we'll be looking at the secret history of bacon. Bacon is widely known to come from pigs, but what you didn't know about the first bacon was that it was invented by a troll called Killer Troll Bargon. He was a creator and ruler of the original Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol. Yes, Killer Troll Bargon also invented that too. It all happened one day when a fat albatross came to perch on a tree next to him. And whilst he sat there, Killer Troll Bargon whipped out his multi-blade sword and sliced the bird, not only splattering blood everywhere, but neatly slicing the bird into strips. The special sword was so special, it removed all of the meat from the bone. So on one side there was a whole albatross skeleton, and on the other was a nice lovely sandwich filler. Plus, as the albatross lived in the nearby tree, the exit left was also put with the meal, and Killer Troll Bargon ate all of it. Over the years, he carried this on until Samuel F. Bacon from Bacon & Bacon & Co. was trying to find a new thing to sell. His company were selling notepads and socks at the time, and they were looking for something new to sell. Samuel accidentally bumped into Killer Troll Bargon when he walked from Wales to Bristol and went for a rest. The troll came out and threatened Samuel, who was able to trade some sandals with the troll to help him stop and cut on his feet when he was going for food. The troll was pleased, and he showed him how to use it on a nearby albatross. Samuel said he loves gammon, and he wondered if he could try it on a pig. They took one from a local farm and sliced it live, which is where the saying, slicing a dirty pig will get you a happy troll, comes from. Samuel F. Bacon took it back to his associates, who marketed the idea to butchers, and bacon has been produced ever since. But what's the future for bacon? Some have said they can bring a pig back to life just by putting the pork slices back together and pumping blood back through. Tests are currently underway. Barbara Shields, upside down in B&M.